Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone and also later on the recording and on the radio, welcome everyone on this blessed Sabbath, December 24, 2016. This is lesson 210, chapter 45, entitled The Foreshadowing of the Cross, Part 2. Our opening scripture song is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 11, 13 through 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34:11-14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord, it is not dread, but actually is obedient to the honor and mercy of our God. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
If we go kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for this meal to have this blessed day. We thank you for this meal to work this out this morning. We thank you for this meal to have this blessed day. Hear us all for us and to end up being from Christ like things. Begin us to be. You do simply done anything on your sight without even knowing. I pray that you may be able to be with us when we go. Let us be strong and brave and courageous in everything that we do. Let us be able to keep on showing mercy and compassion to him and to any person who needs to understand it. But I pray also that you may be able to guide us in all our ways. I pray we may be able to help overcome our pain and place them in the fear. Be with us as we have here on Mother Earth this day in this room. And let us be able to keep on having the lesson in hearts and minds and keep on spreading the gospel to any.
Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 18 from the King James Version, and it reads, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and guests, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled The Foreshadowing of the Cross in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Job 11:8. It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do deeper than hell? What canst thou know? First Corinthians 9:2-9. But as it is written, I had not seen nor heard, either it nor ear heard, either have they entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Psalms chapter 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. John chapter 6, verse 45. It is written in the prophet, and they shall be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me.
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4 from King James Version. He is the rock, his works is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Amen.
Have a blessing, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Continuing the reading, Psalm 62:7. And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Isaiah 28:16. Therefore thus said the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believes shall not make haste.
So, blessing everyone. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 2, 4. To whom coming as unto a living stone, this our Lord indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious.
1 Peter 2:5, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, dear ones, we will cover pages 412 through 413. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. Welcome, dear Sashe. We are so glad that you are here in the midst of us as well. We are in Desire of Ages, page 412.
Peter has expressed the faith of the 12. Yet the disciples were still far from understanding Christ's mission. The options and
misrepresentations
of the priests and rulers, while it could not turn them away from Christ, still caused the great perplexity. They did not see there was clearly an influence of their early training, the teaching of the rabbis, the power of tradition still interrupt.
Desire of Ages, page 412. From time to time, precious rays of light from Jesus shone upon them, yet often they were like men groping among shadows. But on this day, before they were brought face to face with the great trial of their faith, the Holy Spirit rested upon them in power. For a little time, their eyes were turned away from the things which are seen, to behold the things which are not seen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Beneath the guise
the gaze or guise of humanity, they discerned the glory of the Son of God. Desire of Ages, page 412, paragraph 1.
In continuing, Desire of Ages, page 412. Jesus answered Peter, saying, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Desire of Ages, page 412, paragraph 2, and on the slide it says, "And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, King James Version. And it says also in another slide, "Wisdom from above." And this is the reference from James chapter 3, verse 17, King James Version. "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Amen. And once again, that was James chapter 3, verse 17, King James Version.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, what has still caused the disciples great perplexity in that they could not see their way clearly in understanding Christ's mission? And what brought them out of this great perplexity? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Fluence of their early training, the teaching of the rabbis, the power of tradition still intercepted their view of truth. And from time to time, precious rays of light from Jesus shone upon them, bringing them face to face with the great child of their light. The Holy Spirit rested upon them in power.
So let's learn our first spirit of prophecy quote in song together, dear ones, from the book Great Controversy, and it's found in page 598.
It is the first and highest duty of every rational being to learn from the scriptures what is true, and then to walk in the light and encourage others to follow his example. We should day by day study the Bible diligently, weigh every thought and comparing scripture with scripture. With divine help we are to form our opinions for ourselves, as we are to answer for ourselves before God. Great Controversy, page 598.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in the room. We are in Desire of Ages.
The truth which Peter has confessed is in the foundation of the believer's faith. It is that which Christ himself would declare to be eternal life. But the possession of the knowledge was no ground for self-glorification. Through no wisdom or goodness of his own had it been revealed to Peter. Never can humanity of itself attain to knowledge of the divine life.
It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? Job chapter 11, verse 8. Only the spirit of adoption can reveal to us the deep things of God which eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. God hath revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Next slide, please.
Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What can reveal to us knowledge of the divine? And how does God reveal it unto that fear him? And through whose power? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
The Spirit.
Only the spirit of adoption can reveal to us the deep things of God which eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man.
And God had revealed them unto us by saying, His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. And the fact that Peter discerned the glory of Christ was an evidence that he had been taught of God. Psalms 25, verse 14, John chapter 6, verse 45. Ah, indeed, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee. And on the side it says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Peter was taken from the fisherman's boat to become a fisher of men. Indeed, Jesus plucked his feet out of the net. His word is true. See also Luke chapter 5, verse 8 through 10, King James Version.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, what did Jesus mean by the statement that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The word Peter
signifies
a stone, a rolling stone. The gates of hell did
prevail
against him when he denied his Lord with cursing and swearing. The church was built upon one Christ Jesus, against whom the gate of hell could not prevail.
Desire of Ages, page 412. Jesus continued, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The word Peter signifies a stone, or rolling stone. Peter was not the rock upon which the church was founded. The gates of hell did prevail against him when he denied his Lord with cursing and swearing. The church was built upon one against whom the gates of hell could not prevail. Desire of Ages, page 412, paragraph 4, on the slide in John 4:23-24, in James Version. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Matthew 16:18, on the big black word, says, upon this rock I will build my church.
Centuries before the Savior's advent, Moses had pointed to the rock of Israel's salvation. The psalmist had sung of the rock of the strength. Isaiah had written, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion of the foundation of a stone, a tried stone, is Jesus, precious cornerstone foundation, a sure foundation. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, Psalms chapter 62, verse 7, Isaiah 28:16. Next slide, please.
Desire of Ages, page 413. Continuing, Peter himself, writing by inspiration, applies this prophecy to Jesus. He says, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also lively stones are built up a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2:3-5. And on the bottom slide, it said, you also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice. 1 Peter 2:5.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Who is this rock these scriptures are speaking of as the quotation, the rock of my strength, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation? And what would those who will be founded in this sure foundation become according to the scriptures? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
It is our Savior Jesus Christ, Peter himself, writing by
inspiration,
apply this prophecy to Jesus. He says, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, and he also has living, lively stones are built up a spiritual house.
Other foundations can no man lay than that is like, which Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 3:11. Upon this rock, Jesus said, I will build my church in the presence of God. And all the heavenly intelligences of the presence of uncertain army of hell. Christ founded
unseen
army of hell. Christ founded his rock upon the living rock, his church upon the living rock. That rock is himself, his own body for us broken, is bruised against the church built upon this foundation. The gates of hell shall not prevail.
Amen, and praise God for that, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, can any other man lay this foundation, and why? And in whose presence will Jesus build his church? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
No. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ, for his own body for us broken and bruised, and in the presence of God and all the heavenly intelligence, in the presence of the unseen army of hell, Christ founded his church upon the living rock.
How feeble the church appeared when Christ spoke these words. There was only a handful of believers against whom all of the power of demons and evil men would be directed, yet the followers of Christ were not to fear, built up the rock of their strength. They could not be overthrown. For 6,000 years, faith was built upon Christ. For 6,000 years, the floods and tempests of
satanic
wrath have beaten upon the rock of our Savior, but it stands unmoved.
Oh, everybody. Oops,
sorry. Oh, well, we didn't mean to click it. So I guess we can read. But, Rosie, there's no sound. Sorry.
Can everybody hear, dear ones? Okay. For those that are not able to hear, can you please refresh the page? Praise the Lord. Brother Dick can hear now. Oh, you can continue the answer to the question, dear one.
There were only a handful of believers against whom all the power of demons and evil men would be directed. And no, built up on the rock of their strength, they could not be overthrown. And for 6,000 years, faith has built upon it, as well as the floods and tempests of satanic wrath have beaten upon it.
Amen, and praise the Lord. So remember, dear ones, no matter what is going on in the world, in your life and circumstances, we have evidence that even though all these things that might happen, and the Lord is still building his church, and if we stand on the rock of our salvation, we also will not be overthrown or moved. So let's learn our last spirit of prophecy quote and song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book Ministry of Healing, page 487.
If Christ dwells in us, we shall be patient, kind, and forbearing, cheerful amid frets and irritations. Day by day and year by year, we shall conquer self and grow into a noble heroism. This is our allotted task, but it cannot be accomplished without help from Jesus. Resolute decision, unwavering purpose, continual watchfulness, and unceasing prayer. Each has a personal battle to fight. Not even God can make our characters noble or our lives useful. Unless we become co-workers with Him, those who decline the struggle lose the strength and joy of victory. Ministry of Healing, page 487.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessed hope.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time for December 24, 2016. The story today is about blind Bartimaeus. Now, you may have heard of him, but you're going to hear more. Blind Bartimaeus' faith in God's grace rewarded. And Jesus answered and said unto him, that was Bartimaeus, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. As if Jesus didn't know, but he wanted to hear it from Bartimaeus. Mark 10:51. Bartimaeus must have heard that Jesus could restore sight, or he wouldn't have asked him to do it. It is only when the sinner feels the need of a Savior that his heart goes after the one who can help him. When Jesus walked among men, it was the sick that wanted a physician. A physician's a doctor. The poor and afflicted and distressed, those who had troubles, followed after him and received the help and comfort which they could not find anywhere else, or elsewhere, anywhere else. Blind Bartimaeus is waiting by the wayside or beside of the road. He has waited long to meet Christ. Throngs or crowds of people who possess their sight are passing to and fro or back and forth, but they have no desire to see Jesus. One look of faith would touch his heart of love and bring them the blessing of his grace, but they know not the sickness and poverty of their souls, and they feel no need of Christ. Did you know that our hearts can be sick and poor? A sick and poor heart does not have Jesus living in it. Not so with the poor blind man. His only hope is in Jesus. As he waits and watches, or listens with his ears because he can't see, he hears the tread of many feet or footsteps of people walking by. And he eagerly inquires or asks, what means all this noise of travel? The bystanders, that's the people who stood near him, answered that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Now, Nazareth was the town where Jesus came from. With the eagerness and intense desire, he cries, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Do you know what eagerness means? It means you just can't sit still or be quiet. They try to silence him, but he cries the more vehemently or loudly, thou son of David, have mercy on me. This appeal is heard, or his cry is heard. His persevering faith is rewarded. He was told to keep quiet, but he cried the louder, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Not only is physical sight restored, but the eyes of his understanding are opened. In Christ he sees his Redeemer. The Sun of Righteousness shines into his soul. All who feel their need of Christ, as did blind Bartimaeus, and who will be earnest and determined as he was, will, like him, receive the blessing which they crave or desire. The afflicted, that is the sick, suffering ones who sought Christ as their helper were charmed with the divine perfection, the beauty of holiness that shone forth in his character. Those who receive Christ by faith will receive also power to become sons of God. They fall in love with him. Sons and Daughters of God, page 126. And our verse again said, And Jesus answered and said unto him, that was to Bartimaeus, What wilt thou that I should do to thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Mark 10:51. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. And dear ones, it don't have to actually be physical blindness. It's also spiritual blindness. So you can also be an instrument of God as you go to try to help those to be able to understand the Word of God by bringing the living Word of Christ to them. And you will be able to open the blind eyes as well. So next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled The Foreshadowing of the Cross in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones or mommies and daddy would like to have closing prayer, if you will allow me to be able to do closing prayer, if we all can bow our heads and our hearts as we go boldly to the throne of grace and ask the Lord to be in our midst at this very moment. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee, Lord, to give You thanks and praises, first we want to thank You, dear Lord, for being who You are. Thank You for being the rock of our salvation. Father, I pray that this study will be taken to all of those precious children and family and loved ones and friends, even foe, that have been with a strong hold, believing that Peter is the actual rock of the foundation. And the keys of hell was given unto him. Father, we know that this is a stronghold. This is a foundation of a doctrine of the whore of Babylon. And we pray that you put the words in our mouth to be able to convey these very precious gems, Father Jesus, in the heart, that they can run to their only Savior, the only one that the gates of hell did not prevail against him. For he is risen and he is in the most holy place, mediating for all of us. That is the true high priest that we must come boldly to the throne of grace and ask the Lord to not only forgive us, but to continue pleading that he may blot out all our sins and become completely blameless before him. Only with his righteousness that will be poured out upon us if we become obedient and continue on in his word, keeping his commandment according to his strength. Father Jesus, bless each and all the little ones here and their parents, Father Jesus, and the family. Remember those that are sick. Remember those that are afflicted. I pray, dear Lord, that you put your healing hands upon them, not only in their ill body, Father Jesus, but also in their spirit. We pray and we thank you for being here with us. And may you continue speaking with us, not only on this blessed day, but every day as we lift up our eyes and thank you for the day of waking up, Father. We pray that you may continue walking and talking with us, is our prayer. I ask forgiveness for every sin that I have committed, known and unknown, conscious and unconscious. I plead the blood of Christ upon us all to cleanse from all our righteousness. Dear Lord, may you continue being with us in this rest of Sabbath. And may you be with our speaker as well, that the life coal of heaven may be placed in his mouth, that we may be able to be blessed and refreshed as we get out of this beautiful day that you have made for us. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be December 31st, 2016, we will continue with part 3 of chapter 45, the foreshadowing of the cross. And we have prepared activity for the whole family to be able to enjoy. And if you can be able to share this message with those that are in bondage, especially in the Catholic belief, that they can be able to know that there is one that can be able to stand and move, and this is our Lord Jesus Christ. This is my prayer and also my hope for all the little precious little one and their family. God bless each and everyone. May you have a blessed rest of this Sabbath day. And for those on the other side of the world, morning as well. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, dear ones.